Well, bless the Lord. Welcome to day four of the incredible Morris Cirillo Unity in the Spirit School of Ministry. I want to remind us today that while we are connecting together, whether it's on the podcast, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on YouTube, I want us to remember that there is the voice of an intercessor praying over this program today. And Don, Mark, I can hear Jesus praying that we might be one.
Hallelujah. And of course, the prayer of Jesus, but also the revealed word through God's servant, Dr. Cirillo, of the powerful spiritual force
yes.
that is being released, not to come down upon us, it's being released within you, within the body of Christ. And this unity of the Spirit, which takes us through John 17:23, where he says that they might be made perfect in one.
Wow.
Amen, amen. And truly, I believe this is the prayer of our great high priest today, that we might be one, because one of the key of power is unity.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Jesus wants us to be one with him, but also one another.
Yeah, you know, it's so true. You know, people want God's blessing on their life. Luke 6:38, everybody loves to read Luke 6:38, which is, give and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. But Jesus reminds us in that verse how that we need to give forgiveness. You see, that's what unity, there is a price for unity. Sometimes, and Brother Cirillo has been taking us on an incredible journey, but sometimes we just need to humble ourselves. Sometimes we need to begin to focus on the things that unite us, not the things that divide us. What a powerful message yesterday. The body of Christ needs you. What a reminder, Don, from Brother Cirillo, Romans chapter 12, where the Bible declares that God has given each one of us different gifts for doing different things well. And you see, what we're learning in this Unity in the Spirit School of Ministry is that we are not to be like anybody else, but like what God has created us to be.
Hallelujah. And that harmony and that unity can express itself in such tremendous demonstrations. You know, it's so wonderful to accompany Brother Cirillo and see the miracles operating through his hands. But when he would step back and put nationals up and release the anointing onto them, as the anointing is being released into your life as
yes.
you follow this school of ministry.
Hallelujah.
I mean, and I love the way that Christ called his church. He did not say that the church is Christ Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
He did not say that the church is Christ denomination. He said, the church, it's the body of Christ. Isn't it an amazing revelation?
Amen. And you know, what you unite with, who you unite with, is what you become. And I want to congratulate you, number one, for uniting with our Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. What a great word, Brother Cirillo released yesterday when he reminded us that we're not just forgiven, but we are restored into union with God. So that's number one. But number two, I want to congratulate you on staying connected to this mantle, staying connected to this anointing. You know, Elijah wanted to give something to Elisha, but he said, Elisha, if you want the double portion, stay connected. Stay connected. See me. If you'll stay connected, you'll receive it. And so we're about to connect right now with day four, one of the most powerful messages that you will hear. Brother Cirillo begins to open the book of Ephesians. Have your Bibles ready. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes to pray with you. But right now, I want you just to go ahead and say, God, thank you for connecting me with this anointing. Thank you for connecting me with this word today. I open my spirit wide and I declare that I will never be the same again. Would you join me in welcoming God's servant, Dr. Morris Cirillo?
Open your spirit wide. There's a powerful spiritual force. And I'm not talking about it going to happen 2 years from now. I'm talking about something that is very imminent. A powerful spiritual force is about to be released within the body of Christ that will bring about the greatest manifestation of the power of God that the world has ever seen. Now, when I make that statement, I don't speak as Morris Shrilla. I speak to you as the servant of God, as the prophet of God, and I am including even the manifestation of what we experience in the birth of the early church. This church was born 2,000 years ago, but never forget it. By revelation, understand it. That the church was born 2,000 years ago. It wasn't born full grown. It wasn't born mature. If you don't believe it, read the New Testament. And you'll find out about how much weakness and how much lack there was prevalent in the early church. Now, that's not taking away from what God did and what happened in the early church, but put it in your spirit. 2,000 years ago, the church was born. It wasn't born full grown. It was born a baby. Now, we've had 2,000 years of what? Maturing, growing up, coming into understanding, partaking of revelation, being moved upon by the Holy Spirit. We've gone through 2,000 years of tests and trials and the workings and the dealings of God in our life. I believe that what God will do through harvest in this end time will far outweigh what God will do through revival. Now just tuck that into your spirit. Revival is when you take something that was dead and you revive it. But harvest is when something new springs forth. I have a lot of hope for God doing new things in our midst and leaving the old dead things there. Do you know the wonderful thing about us is we know exactly where we're going. We know exactly what we're doing. We're not scientists. Now, come on, I don't know about you. I know a lot of preachers that are like spiritual scientists. Yeah, They're spiritual. They really don't know, but they just say, well, I'm going to try this and see if it works. Can you imagine Jesus looking at the leper and saying, well, I'm not sure whether my word is going to work, but I'm going to try this and see if it happens. If it happens, great. If it doesn't, well, wasn't my fault. It was God's fault. Now, I don't know about you, but I hear an awful lot of preaching going out across the pulpit that you can put in the test tube. Now, come on, look at Brother Cirillo. Do you hear me? This thing isn't for me to test, and it's not for you to test. Did you hear me? It's not for you to test. It's not for you to test. I got news for you, brother. Jesus proved it. It's already done. If there's anything we need to know and understand, is that God is a definite, specific, positive God. He does exactly what he says. He knows exactly where he's going. He's not fiddling his way through some dark tunnel trying to feel for the walls. Now, there's something very important for us to understand about harvest. And that is this. Harvests are never general. Now, if this is harvest time, then we need to understand specifically and exactly what harvest time this is. Because it all depends on whether it's a harvest that applies to this period of time. Are you with me? Or it's a harvest that's going to apply to this period of God's plan? Come on, are you with me out there? Or is it a part of God's harvest that we can identify that is a part of this part of God's plan? What harvest is it? That's exactly right. You've been good students. We just don't come out here and say if this was a farmers' convention that we're going to have a harvest. We tell the people whether we're going to harvest corn or wheat or potatoes. It's a specific manifestation. Harvests are individual and they're specific. They're never generalized. And so with God's harvest, it's harvest time, but it's God's end time harvest time. Now, brother, put it in your spirit. This is it. This is it. This is the last harvest. Now, we also learn something else. This is not only the fact that this is God's end time harvest time, but we also learn something else in this ministry, that God moves in cycles. We learn that a cycle is a period of time, and that's how we identified the fact that it's harvest time. A cycle. God moves in cycles. A cycle is a period of time. It has a beginning point and it has an ending point. And so does this harvest time, end time, cycle of God. We are in this cycle of God, in God's master plan. We are in this cycle, God's end time, harvest time cycle. It has already started. It's already started. Started some time ago. Started several years ago. We are in this period of time now. God's end time, harvest time cycle. But one of the most important manifestations in this end time, harvest time cycle of God is this. Open your spirit wide. A new strength is going to come into God's people. For this world, now put this in your spirit. Do you feel what I feel in this building? Come on, do you feel that warmth of the liquid fire of God's flow? Do you feel that? All right, put this into your spirit. The culmination of the ages will never be complete. God's culmination of the ages will never be complete until the world has an infallible, indelible manifestation that God is who He claims to be. Now, put it in your spirit. Put it in your spirit. There's no way that this age will be climaxed. There's no way that this age will be consummated. There's no way that God will bring the conclusion of all things to an end without the visible manifestation of who He is once and for all to the world. Oh, come on. Come on. Give Him a clap offering. Let's go to the book of Ephesians for just a half a second. The first chapter and the 17th verse, the 18th verse, the 19th verse. Now, you'll read it in your King James Version. I'm going to read it in another version that just amplifies it a little bit more, goes into a little bit more of the Greek and a little bit more of the amplification of the scripture. For I always pray. Your 17th verse says that God, if you're looking in the King James, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm reading the same verse, but in an amplified version. For I always pray the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Now, look here at Brother Searle. Do this. Come on, just do this. Okay, get your spirit really wide open. Put the word glory inside. I don't know whether we'll get time to get at it tonight, but just put it inside there. The Father of glory, that He may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation of insight into mysteries, secrets, in the deep, intimate knowledge of God. 18th verse. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you. Now, just hold on for a second. Look up here at Brother Swallow. I just want to put some of these things in your spirit. Remember, tonight we're putting the foundation in. You have your spirit open again? Is it open again? All right. Hope. You know what the purest understanding and definition of that word hope is? Every time you see the word hope, think about this. It's the desire accompanied by expectation for fulfillment. Hope. If you're filled with hope, you're motivated. You've got a desire stirring. You're not dead, you're alive. You've got a desire stirring inside you if you've got hope. You've got a desire stirring inside you with an expectation of what you're hoping for, that you're going to get it. Come on. Come on, give him praise. Now, listen to this, okay? Having your eyes of your heart, okay? Did you know that you've got... You don't like this, do you? He never likes truth. He never likes truth. Did you know that you've got two sets of ears? Come on. How many of you came to the World Conference with two sets of ears? Come on, didn't you? Sure you did. You came with your natural ears, but you also came with your spiritual ears. They're in tune, brother. They're tuned up, and you're waiting to hear the word, not that falls from the lips of man, but what is God saying in the spirit to my spiritual being? Say those last three words.
In the spirit.
Come on, say it again.
In the spirit.
Now, did you know that you got two sets of eyes? Didn't know that. Sure you do. You got two sets of eyes. You've got these natural eyes, brother, that you look with, but then you've also got eyes that go beyond the natural, that give you the ability to see into these hidden secret mysteries. And I want you to know something. Those eyes are not attached to your head. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Those eyes are not attached to your head. They go much deeper than that, brother. They're attached to your heart, because your heart sees things your head will never see. Having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you. Now, I like what the Living New Testament says. Can I read it to you from the Living New Testament? Let me read it to you from that version. It says, I pray that your heart will be flooded with light. Watch this now. So that you can see something of the future he has called you to share. Oh, glory! Let's leave that scripture alone. Just keep that all in your spirit. Remember, we're just building a foundation here tonight. Is that all right? Okay, let's go to Ephesians 1. We're in Ephesians 1, but let's go to some earlier verses. Let's go to the 9th verse, Ephesians 1:9. Again, in the King James Version, it says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. If you're reading it in the King James, it's not that your Bible is incorrect. I'm reading it from another translation. 9th verse. Making known to us the mystery, the secret of his will, of his plan, and of his purpose. Remember what we said? The God we serve is what? A God of plan, right? A God of purpose, right? A God of design, right? A God that moves with objectivity, right? Okay. Making known to us, remember what we said? God doesn't delight in being a mystery. He has no secrets from us. Everything he's going to do before he does it, and that means everything. That doesn't mean 10% of the things and the other 90% are going to spring up on us. It means everything, everything that God is going to do, every plan he has for the future, he must reveal it to us before it happens. Yeah. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
His will, of his plan, of his purpose. And it is this, in accordance with his good pleasure, that he previously purposed, he planned for the maturity of the time. This harvest time cycle is no accident. Let's understand that. God, way back there, knowing that in the certain dispensation of time, the end times, he would manifest himself in a very unusual way. God plan for what? The maturity. Now, do you know what that means? That God planned for you to get the nipple bottle out of your mouth. Oh, yes. That means that God planned for you to stop letting that dirty, split-foot devil tromp all over you. Means that God planned for the day when you'll walk all over him in the name of Jesus.
Wow, Ephesians 1:17, the Amplified Version. for I always pray. This is what Paul was saying, but this is what the prayer of Jesus is. This is the prayer of Morris Rowe. This is the prayer of this school of ministry. To the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. Jesus talked about our eyes being healthy, our eyes being flooded with light. And I want to just congratulate you again. Don, what a thing to put in front of our eyes today, the Word of God, this incredible revelation, how God is wanting to take us to a higher place of maturity.
Yeah, well, you've reminded of the importance of going over these courses, because the word you just used, deep, and this is some very, very deep teaching from God's servant. I mean, I challenge you to show me anyone else who has ever said that the church in the book of Acts was born a baby. We are so in awe of the healings, the shadow of Peter passing over, that we overlook that it wasn't, that happened in Acts 5, it wasn't until Acts 10 that they really understood that the Gentiles were included.
Right.
I mean, think of how limited, that they would be astonished that an Italian Gentile would get the Holy Spirit. And then the depth, normally this word fullness, pleromatos, is used to talk about, like, John 1:16, of his fullness we've all received, or Ephesians 4:13, the fullness of Christ. But now he's actually talking about the fullness of time, as if time itself were ripening. So I'm with you, but I'm going to be with you again next time around, because there's so much here to glean.
Amen. And isn't it amazing that we are a part of God's end time plan? We are a part of God end time harvest time. And God is coming back for a glorious church, a church that has rich, total maturity. And we are a part of that. What an amazing blessing, what an amazing privilege. And I would just quote the word of our Lord, who says, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. We are in the hand of Almighty God, and what is ahead of us in the years to come, very soon, or in the months to come, or in the weeks to come, it's going to be glorious.
Come on, somebody go ahead and just give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. What a word from God, that God literally is taking us from glory to glory, from strength to strength. You're not getting weaker, you're getting stronger. You're not moving away from God, you're not staying where you are moving closer to him. And I love what Don said, and so many of you are taking this course, maybe for the second time or the third time, and then many thousands, this is your first time through. Let me encourage you, let this become a part of your daily discipleship. Let this become a part of God's impartation through his servant in your life. You know, the book of Deuteronomy, the word Deuteronomy means to be reminded. The book of Deuteronomy was literally a whole book where the people of Israel were just being reminded of the laws and the regulations and the things that God had spoken. And so there is nothing wrong with listening to something again and again and again. And I tell you that as you do, you begin to become conformed, you begin to become transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, I'm going to ask Don to close us in a word of prayer. Just before he does, I want to encourage you, take advantage of the opportunity to tap into Brother Cirillo's textbook, for the School of Ministry, unity in the Spirit. I promise you, your life, your family, your ministry, your relationships will never be the same again. It's available for a very special price throughout this School of Ministry on Facebook, YouTube, on the podcast. And you can use the number on your screen, or you can go to mcwe.com to get your copy. Don, would you close us in a word of prayer today as we come before the Lord?
Oh, Father, we worship you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And we thank you that you've used metaphors to describe us as your body, as your bride, and as being really part close to you with the Godhead. Now I lift up every single participant in this School of Ministry for the divine purpose that Dr. Cirillo prayed. Take the anointing and power on my life and pass it on to others. And so the impartation of this characteristic of Mara Cirillo's life, that the miracles were flowing because these petty grievances against other people were put aside, were left aside. He was someone that would just, it wouldn't stick to him. And right now I lift up my brother and my sister where you're participating. And it may be one particular person, one particular offense, one particular thing that gets played over and over and over again in your heart when you should be seeing with the eye of faith the accomplishment and the fulfillment of that vision. And we release and we substitute it for the healing power. We substitute it for the deliverance. We substitute it for a clear mind and a healthy, strong, vigorous body, energized by the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Yes, that's right, my sister. Go ahead and type it out in the comments field. My brother, yes, hallelujah. He has come to you. He has taken our sicknesses and our infirmities, and he ever lives to make intercession. And prepare yourself for the next step in this great revelation, unity in the Spirit. Hallelujah. It is released into your life in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for building your army. Thank you for accomplishing your purpose in the Mara Cirillo School of Ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, everybody said amen and amen. Mark, Don, I can't believe tomorrow is already day 5. I want to just let you know for your planning that this School of Ministry will go 7 days. And on the 7th day, almost like when God on the 7th day rested, but on the 7th day, you will have an opportunity to receive a very special impartation of the anointing. We'll have our closing unity in the Spirit, anointing, commissioning service. You do not want to miss that. And tomorrow is going to be a powerful, incredible day. Same time, same channel. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember this, miracles happen when someone cares, and we care. Teresa Cirillo cares, David Cirillo cares, our team here at Legacy cares, our in-home prayer ministers care. What happens to you? Share your prayer needs, use the phone number. There are prayer ministers ready 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to pray a powerful prayer of agreement with you. On behalf of Don and Mark, all of our team here, this is Greg Marr reminding you, you are a part of God's end time plan. God has not planned any defeats for you, only victory. We'll see you tomorrow, live from Legacy.